Scientists at the UW-Madison went back over state climate records from 1950 through 2006. According to environmental studies professor Chris Kucharik, he and his colleagues found that Wisconsin wasn't as cold during the winter.
The greatest amount of temperature change that we've seen has been on the low end of the temperature scale and not so much on the high end. And what that means is that the most significant warming that we have seen across Wisconsin has taken place during the wintertime and also with nighttime temperatures.
The UW team then used some projections from an international scientific panel on climate change and focused them on the state of Wisconsin, factoring in water and landforms. Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Professor Dan Vimont says one of the key predictions is that the state's climate will warm between 4 and 9 degrees Fahrenheit by mid-century. Vimont says the range is conservative and carries a high degree of certainty. He says that's important at policymaking time.
If you have a brook trout, for example, that's going to be susceptible to a 5 degree Fahrenheit change in temperature, then you might be concerned. But on the other hand, if you have some other system that's, say, susceptible to an 11 degree Fahrenheit change in temperature, you may not worry as much.
Vimont says as state and federal lawmakers debate climate change legislation that would cut greenhouse gas emissions, some climate change is inevitable. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.